WJTL bringing you Jamie Jam Goshen, beautiful story in Brandon Lake. I need a ghost. Good morning. It's 7:03.
Hey, good morning, friends. Join Nick as she counts down WJTL's top 25 every Friday morning from 9 to 11. Then again, Saturday evening from 7 to 9 on WJTL. The top 25 countdown sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown.
Joining us on the phone this morning from Hingletown Mennonite School, our friend Melissa Beidler. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's so good to hear your voice.
Oh, so wonderful to hear yours. Anybody you want to give a shout out to this morning?
Well, I'll say good morning to my family and to all the HMS students and teachers, whether they're listening at home or on the bus or on their way to school.
Melissa, before we start, you have to tell everybody mm-hmm. what you guys did yesterday.
Well, it was a wonderful way to come back from two snow days. Yesterday, all of our students here at Hingletown went outside and went sledding on the hill down behind our building. It's a wonderful sledding hill, and so about two classes at a time went outside. There were races. There were teachers who were on the sleds with the kids. There were high school students who brought their snowboards and were snowboarding down the back of the hill. It was really just a fun way to get back together and to laugh together a lot and to have that kind of fun together. So we had a wonderful way to start this week with a Wednesday here with the snow.
That puts a smile on our faces.
So special.
I just love that you guys did that. Tell everybody about Hingletown Mennonite School.
Well, Hingletown Mennonite School is about halfway between Ephrata and New Holland, and we serve families who want to have their children be nurtured and discipled in faith. We serve about 145 families here at HMS, and this is our 40th year of school, and
wow.
It's just so exciting to be hitting that milestone as we continue to grow and students continue to learn and in so many hands-on kinds of ways.
Wow. Congratulations mm-hmm. on 40 years. That's cool. So you're pre-K through 12. Tell us a little bit about mm-hmm. maybe each of your divisions mm-hmm. and what you guys mm-hmm. focus on at each age.
Sure. Well, from an overall plan, HMS really wants to focus on meeting students' needs where they are and individualizing what each of them are learning for what challenge they're ready for next. And so at the pre-K level, that looks a lot like play, but they're learning through play, and so lots of exploration, hands-on kinds of activities. And then as the students get into elementary, again, hands-on ways of learning are things that just secure the learning in our brains. And so getting outside and exploring the Conestoga River where it goes near our building, or building all sorts of STEM projects. This year, the students are working on building some greenhouses and working on growing plants. They will be here shortly. And then as they get into middle school, there's just a real desire at the middle school level to see students build community. They're starting to connect with others outside of their families, looking for that next step of independence and building a community where they listen to each other, where they care for each other through mentor groups, through projects together. All of those kinds of things are really important at the middle school level.
Mm-hmm.
And then our venture program students, which is our high school program, they are looking towards their next step, towards vocation and ministry and things that they're doing. So a lot of exploration of their own skills and their own interests, getting out into job shadowing and job internships, even as a high school student, taking dual enrollment classes at many of our local colleges. Those are the things that those high school students are doing, and we as a venture program for our high school offer that opportunity for students to really explore who they are, whether that is going to lead them into higher education or whether that's going to lead them directly into the workforce.
Hingletown Mennonite School, you can find out more online, hingletownschool.org. Today and next week are family visit days, and I know Melissa wants to invite you out to those coming up. She's going to tell us more about those and give you the details of how you could experience Hingletown Mennonite School and get more information. On the way,